My wife showed me an article, a shiur that Reb Moshe Shapiro, Zichrono Livracha, gave 11 years ago when they first started shooting missiles in the south. And he said that we're entering an era of these type of missiles that we don't have control over, and it's just going to get worse. It's not going to be limited just to the south. It's eventually going to spread to the rest of the country. And we have no way of stopping it up the Derech HaTeva. And we just have to learn the Gemara Sanhedrin of Sadek Zayinu and Beis, or Metalos, I forgot already. It says, and also Loiva HaShkodesh Bohu can be Mamid the Melech Koshek Yehomin from Persia. That's going to be out L'Harag L'Hashmed L'Abed V'L Yehudim. And we have one easy way out to the place of it. So please, spread the word. The game is very simple. That's all we've heard of the children, and everything will be solved.
That simple?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I'll start with Hamas.
Yeah. Anyway, unfortunately, we always need another week, another week, of another week. Yeah, right. Anyway, speak to somebody working in the army, in the radar. He said, we know more needs than the needs. He said, we don't have the system, is not able to catch everything. And Hashem Merachim, Hashem Merachim. So we need to see Hashem. So we were talking about COVID. COVID, Tshuva, COVID, what's going on? When should it be COVID? So, like we started speaking the last week or two or three, there are certain things that have negative version and a positive version. COVID is one of them. Happens to be that Busha also is a negative and a positive one. And interestingly enough, they correspond to one another. What I mean to say. The negative COVID is the person is constantly interested or maybe only interested in what people think about him. And that affects the way he leads his life. Basically, he's wasting a lot of time on things that are totally irrelevant because it doesn't make a difference what people think of him. More than that, his mode of behavior adjusts to what he thinks people would give him credit for. Even if it causes him to do things that are not proper or do them in the wrong way, because that's what he's only interested in, wants to get credit. So it takes him away. Instead of doing his tachas hachayim, do things beneficiary for himself, for Klal Yisrael, to see the ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's dropping the ratzon Hashem, and he's looking the ratzon of those around him, and that gets him into trouble. So many machlokes could be avoided because people are so interested in being right and having it their way. That's all COVID. That's all negative. Busha, the negative type of busha, lo yabayshin lo yabayshin. Sounds like Busha is a negative thing. On the other hand, it says, that Hashem gave us the Torah, Matan Torah, the event of Matan Torah, the man, Tieti, Yerotzi, Alpenefe, Zeh Busha. So the whole Maimon HaSina was, so we should have Busha. On the other hand, it's a very passionate language. So it's as good as it's bad. So if you think of it, it's the exact same, the two types of Kovim and Busha go together. This Rabbi, Tov Yafa, was once in my home, and I'm not going to give the background to it. There was an interesting background to it, but he told me, well, two types of busha also. He said, there's one busha which is not really busha, the negative busha. Lo yabayshin lo yabayshin. Why is he afraid? Why won't he learn? Because he doesn't understand it, but he's so concerned that the Rebbe should think that he understands it, that he's not going to ask the Rebbe to explain it to the second time. Or he never raises his hand, because he's afraid people think he doesn't know what he can say, silly comment or whatever. He's never learned because he's so overly conscious of what people are thinking. So that negative busha is really a function of COVID. Of the negative cover. They're both in the wrong direction. They're involved in what people are thinking about them instead of what's really right. Connected to that, we have the two types of, the positive type of cover and the positive type of busha. Positive type of cover we saw is nothing to do with what people think about me. It's to assess myself and give myself a value myself. Self-worth. But in real terms, not in, and how much money I have in bank account. So that's nothing of real value. What people think of that, publicize that I'm the richest guy in the block. But self-worth is what my true value is. My true value is a spiritual value. The fact that I have a neshama. That a person should feel. I'm kadam. You feel to behave in a mechubadik fashion. The way he walks, the way he talks, the way he thinks. To be fitting to what he is. Same thing with the busha. The busha, the positive busha, is a busha of feeling that I'm the prince of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, positive karma and positive illusion, both stemming from the fact that we're constantly interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, creates a feeling of self-esteem, self-worth, yeah. But together with Mitzad HaSheni, I have self-esteem, but I'm in front of a being much greater than myself. That puts me in the right position. What does it need? We know, we always need to check some balances. Out of the Yivet, Krov is illusion. But it's all about, that's what life is all about. All these things we're talking about is, am I living with the reality of life, or am I living with Mitzim and fantasy world that the Yetzer Hara presents to me? So we're talking about now the positive Krovin, which is self-dignity, self-esteem, self-respect, self-value. I realize that I'm not just another animal, a four-legged creature. That's why Oichel Peshuk says, some say it's both legs. You're eating like another animal. A Pusha means that I feel like it's not fitting for me to just walk around and eat. I can control my eating to specific places, specific times. If I have no control of my eating, there was a friend of mine who was a well-known person, we won't call him by name, a very sharp person. It was once of his parents who were not frugal, not so frugal at least, and they're having a dinner party, music in the background, and good food. So he was happy to be there. So one of them asked if he ever came to me. So that was a big mistake. Because this guy doesn't mince his words. So I tell you the truth. You know what this event reminds me of? So I was once walking down the street, and I saw this guy with one of these big music boxes, and going like that, and chewing bubble gum the whole time. I was thinking, I said, what's this guy doing? I said, I can't tell, it's an illusion. He has nothing good to do with his mouth, so he's just constantly getting it involved in eating, bubble gum. Nothing good to pay attention to, so just pumping music into his head the whole time. So that's exactly doing the exact same thing. You have your music, you have your food, the same thing. Yeah, I think that was the last time they asked him for comments at the dinner party. But that's it. I tell the rabbi, make a shepherd's office. You can make some funny comments also to cheer up the thing. But the whole idea behind it is, it's a tough list to give cover to the concept that a new couple is starting a marriage. It's a big thing. It's not just another event. If you have a pet and a cat, two cats that get married, they don't make a shepherd's office. Not even for two dogs. Yeah. So now he's saying Hagdor and the Vada Rishon, page Reish Chovov, second paragraph. We can not be found by Kumbara. Kovadu han hovich hitsoinis, external behavior, and the chuyedet mea metzir shekidusha pnimis, umatim alo. A person can't say, I'm just a pnimis digger person, my deep relationship with Hashem is the only thing that's important. But I walk around with ripped up garments, and I talk, scream and shout, and everything else. No. Kovad means, I recognize there's something very lofty within myself, and therefore I hold myself and I behave constantly with in a fashion that is fitting for that type of lofty being. And that's something very positive, to have a mode of behavior that I'm constantly aware of my inner greatness, my inner kesher l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. I used to give a chotel melekim kodesh, we have a chotel melekim. Chotel melekim, and I eat like a cow. Here. He said, that's also the halacha. The Zim brought in Shabbos Kofshidala from the Chiva Abba or Yishna that Tamar Kofan that goes out with filthy clothing is also Chai Nifta. He doesn't behave in a fashion that is fitting. It doesn't mean he has to wear a top hat, but he has to be Mechulimri. So once again, the idea is not making an impression on people. It's something I'm going to get to myself. I'm a chubidik, I behave, I dress, I act, I talk in chubidik. The Rambam says, the Tamar Kofan doesn't scream and shout. Why not the cross? A person who's guided by Sechel doesn't scream and shout. What's the need to scream and shout? Scream and shout comes from a person that does not have control over his anger, over his different yitzhar. That's not a refined form of behavior. A lion roars, and an elephant makes its noise, and each one makes, that's the way they show that they're power. But us, our courage is not from how loud the sound we make. The Midrash says that supposed to Kol ha'tzivim tachas ha'tzir kein tzoy bakir ha'tzir. The crackling of weeds that are being burnt under the pot is equivalent to the laughter of the fool. This could have been also said at dinner party. No. Anyone's cracking jokes or whatever it is. So we're going to like this. The pasuk on that is the thing that makes sound is when it's expressing its essence. A lion roars because it's showing it that it's a powerful creature. He says that the thorn, the thistle bush, has no use at all. You can't eat it. Doesn't make shade. The one thing you can do with it is burn it. So that's why it crackles a lot when you burn it, because it's calling out, "I'm here. This is me. This is my essence. This is nothing else." That's the shoytek says. The laughter of the foolish person is a laughter is also a function of wisdom. You never saw a cat or a dog laughing. Even a laughing hyena is not laughing. It's just making a sound. Because the laughing comes like somebody slipped on a banana peel. People laugh. They should cry. I don't know why they laugh. But the reason why it causes laughter is because it's a strange combination of circumstances. But that's because the person has seichel and realizes that really shouldn't be this when it happened that way. So that's the idea behind all the jokes. It's like he says a comment that's unexpected, the opposite of what you would think. So laughter is a function of seichel. So if you're seichel to ponder the truths of life, important things, to use it for that. But a person doesn't use it for that. He just wants to make impressions that he's a funny guy. So that's this fool that's not thinking into what life is all about. Is always his laughter. That represents it. The seichel that he has is coming out by his jokes, not through his thoughts. Now, then, Tzvoik also, we need to see. Tzvoik of Kala Shoresh is also Matzim of Zazman Oyo. But we see, Oyo Zimbal is Tzvoik Pino. Tzvoik. Happiness is a wonderful thing. It's happiness based on something that I achieve something of value. So that's what all the positive things. The positive things are that we, our mode of behavior, our emotions, our feelings are affected by things that have real value. And all the negative forms of everything is when my feelings, my emotions, excitement, sex, I think, that don't really have any value. Yeah. That's what it ends up, that we need to work on, strengthen, develop kinds of calling called adinus hanefesh, refined character. So especially with eating, that's one of the most basic things. Eating of a Jew is very different than eating of the rest of wildlife. It starts from, if it's for bread, we wash our hands, and make everything, we make a bracha before it. But making a bracha, the kapana, before we eat, is transforming that from being just an unrefined thing, which is the same thing, all the behemoths, and chayis, oif is doing, eating, or no. I start off, not stop having my body control me. I'm controlling my body. I'm putting food into my mouth. First, I recognize it's a tremendous gift from my Kodesh Baruch Hu. Thanking Hashem for the food and eating it as an act of appreciation of the goodness, taking advantage of the goodness of my Kodesh Baruch Hu for the right purposes. Then, the person would have Kavanah's brothers, he would eat properly also.
Yeah.
It's not, like we said, it's not guidance, it's not looking for recognition. This is the way I behave when nobody's watching me. I once told you, somebody asked me to help to look over, they want to translate the letters of the Chazanish into English, which is impossible. Because he uses a very poetic language, which is not really 100% translatable. So one of the terms, which the Mashgiach uses over here, Adinus HaNefesh, is very commonly used by Chazanish. Adinus HaNefesh. So we want to have an exact translation. So as close as you can get to it is refined, but it's not exactly that either. So I spoke to somebody, someone told me, somebody in Kiyasefer is a big lumpen. Okay, I called him. So he tells me, you should know one thing. English is the language of Esav. They do not have that term. You're not going to find it. And that's it. But we do have that. We have recognize that we're different. We're not in Mishpachoy, so Adomo. Our heads are not in Adomo. That's what we say every day in the language. Well, it's not a commission with Adomo. Well, it's not a commission with Adomo. It's not a commission with Adomo. It's not a commission with Adomo. We are living with Hashem. Like we started off, Hashem is calling to us. I'm sending you so many messages. I was trying from the Pasuk, because for in the Pope and Abji, it said, Malocho, Ucho, Shoso, Eshloye, something like that. So it has different things in the physical world are messengers of Kodesh Baruch to wake us up. You have the natural forms, the natural calamities, natural disasters, things that shake us up. The world's not just running smoothly. We can't take everything for granted. And we have the man-made form of it. I guess since we're living in a more man-made form of it, so instead of getting lightning, we're shining ripples. Whatever it is, that's the tachlis. The tachlis is Hashem wants us to snap out of the mode, or not fall into the mode, the rest of the world and recognize we are the Am Hashem, we are the exalted nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is showing us time and again how much He's protecting us. We said Hashem, we are suffering many painful losses in life, wounded, psychological, whatever it is, a lot of suffering. You cannot let that suffering be something that's just suffering for no reason. Suffering is there for us to wake up, each one on his level, take more advantage of what we're doing, appreciate that because we're both more. Stay brothers with more kavod, whatever you want to do. Come about. Not to be broken. Say the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu is not the Esen is Yonis, but Omad Bekulam. Omad Bekulam doesn't mean he passed it. It means he was still strong. Nothing can cause him to give up, to fall into despair. He had clarity, and that's our goal in life. The more clarity we have about what Hashem is, how close we are to Hashem, the more life becomes much less complicated. We're able to focus on the good things. We're able to deal with the hard things. Turns out that's a horrible. It's Hashem. You should see. Yeshuas, Gedolos, Kodesh. Don't wait for everybody else to be Chayzu Jew. We could also be Chayzu Jew. Shavua Tov, Nikol Ha'ad.